old Sandlot football.
You know, I was commenting earlier to some of my family members, it's like being back in Orland Park, loser's walk, you know? I mean, it's football. Let's go. It's going to be, you know, to me, it doesn't change a whole lot. I'll talk to the team this afternoon about it, but we're going one way. We're heading west, and that's going to be the goal.
You know, it,
well, yeah, you know, pictures can say a million words, but reality is reality. When you got up close to it, it was really tight. And as Jim alluded to, the health, safety, and well-being of our student-athletes on both sides is the number one priority. And, you know, all the things that you guys are asking are irrelevant. The number one priority is health, safety, and well-being. It doesn't matter if that decision was made tomorrow at 1:30 or 1:45 or 2:25. And in the future, it'll go where it's going to go. And if that means you got to reconfigure the ballpark a little bit, then I bet you that's what the Cubs would do or we would do. But it was all vetted out. We thought that it would be safe, and when he got to it, and practically, and I think this is a great decision. I think this is a tremendous show of leadership and commitment from the commissioner, from both ADs, and from both coaches. We're going to do what's right. All the other things are irrelevant, and you know, I think both schools, I mean, Coach Zook and I have been on the phone now probably more than two head coaches getting ready for a game, a rivalry game in the country, and I don't want to speak for him. I'll just speak for our ball club. We're excited for it. I mean, you want to talk about 30 years from now, talking about the most unique game maybe in ever college football, ever in college football history? We got it right here. So I think it's going to be really cool.
So